A computer security breach at the University of West Florida has compromised the accounts of at least 160 individuals, including 90 UWF students. WUWF's Bob Barrett spoke with UWF's Chief Information Officer, Mike Diekman, about the breach.
In security circles, this particular attack is called a man-in-the-middle attack. It's kind of the internet equivalent of wiretapping, where someone actually intercepts traffic on the network and can listen into it. So what these individuals were doing was capturing network traffic and then actually decrypting it. And so in that process, being able to get usernames and passwords from them.
Mike Diekman also says there have been suspicions about a security breach since last year.
We've been looking for some time at suspicious activity on our data network. We noticed back in September of 2013 in our library, our network would fail periodically at times. And we traced that to some suspicious activity going on that seemed to indicate that someone was doing something on the network they shouldn't. And so we've been following that for a while. And then last week on the 22nd, we got actual information that showed us that folks had been stealing passwords from the network.
And it's the library building at the university that seems to be ground zero for the attack.
That was a primary area. The way this particular attack worked, it only affected the building in which the attackers were physically doing their thing. So we know it occurred in the library in Building 4, which is the science and engineering building, and then in certain of the residence halls.
And while no one is saying if there are currently any suspects in the attack, officials know that the attackers had to be physically in the building to carry it out. Once a person's username and password have been compromised, their information is pretty much an open book.
Well, for students, which we think are the primary people affected by this, someone getting into a student's account could look at their class schedule, look at grades, see other academic information, look or send emails purporting to be that student. So it can be quite serious.
Officials at the University of West Florida are working to seal the breach and find the people responsible for the attack. Chief Information Officer Mike Diekman says they're working hand-in-hand with law enforcement agencies.
Actually, University Police and Escambia County Sheriff has been helping in our ongoing investigation of this, and I'm sure they'll probably be involved in an ongoing basis. Our chief concern thus far has been the welfare and safety of our students, staff, and faculty and protecting their information. So that's what we've concentrated on first. But now that we're getting past that phase, we'll get to the phase of what's going to happen further with these individuals.
But until the people responsible can be found, the university is moving forward to beef up their security.
We're enacting some specific safeguards to make sure this type of attack can't occur again. I really can't get into the specifics of that because of the security involved. I will say, though, that all we can do is try to minimize these threats. We can't guarantee that they won't happen. The internet's a very open place. It was originally designed to be open, and it has much of that openness still in it today. And every day, new exploits come out that you can download them from websites on the internet, and even lay people can do some of these things relatively easily. So the best we try to do is to stay on top of them and minimize them, but you can never guarantee absolute security, particularly of a network like a university that's designed to be open and used by thousands of people anyway.
And Diekman points out that there are steps we should all take to protect our information while online.
Well, again, we just encourage everyone to use safe practices on the internet. You should always be cautious of what you do in a public place. Things like accessing your personal banking and whatever are best done from the privacy of your home or something like that. Change passwords frequently. Try not to use the same password on all of your accounts so that if one password is yielded up, they have access to everything about your life. Just good, safe practices like that.
Mike Diekman is the Chief Information Officer for the University of West Florida. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.